It's Friday, that means Lizzo V, Lizzo van der Westhuizen, is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Abs.
How's it going?
The weekend is here. Can you feel it?
I feel
it. It's Fitness Friday with us.
There you go. To you listening at home, host of the KFM Early Mornings show and fitness fanatic Lizzo van der Westhuizen is in studio, joining you once again for your weekly fitness tips, if you want to call it that. And so we're looking forward to finding out what are some of the things that she's going to be sharing with us today. Liesl, I believe we're talking fitness and crime, as I've mentioned. Look at me moving my mic.
You're getting so excited. I thought you were getting excited about fitness, but you're getting angry about the crime and we're seeing with our fitness enthusiasts getting attacked on the mountain.
I'm more excited about the 85-year-old who went, stand-up paddling to Robben Island.
I didn't tell you. So last week, I was invited to join SUP Cape Town, which is the stand-up paddle club in the canals, at the waterfront, right next to the theatre school. And they do incredible work. This week, they're volunteering to take a lot of youngsters to learn to stand up paddle on Tuesdays. Are looking for volunteers for that, but I'll tell you more about that later.
Yeah.
So I went with them, and we went stand up paddling from Ornshacy in Blouberg to Robben Island and back. Now, I just have to tell you, I didn't train for it. I was very unfit. I was right at the back. I think they were worried I was going to get stuck behind. But a gentleman that came cruising past me, and I don't know how quick, is John Lazarus, 85 years old. And this gentleman is incredible. And I wanted to share this story because last week, you had a little go at ageism.
I was just saying.
And then I thought this is a great follow up because last week we spoke about people keeping fit at the gym and age is just a number. And I thought I'd share this incredible story with you. He's at the stand up paddle club almost every day training. He's supped to Robben Island and back. That was his dream to do. He did it. But he's also kayaked there and back. He's surf skied there and back. He's windsurfed. And he has kiteboarded to Robben Island and back. This is an 85-year-old man that only took up stand-up paddling a couple of years ago.
I'm telling you. Listen, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I don't even know how to. Okay, first of all, we have issues about me getting into the water, but we'll talk about that some other time. But one of the conversations that we've been having is that during the course of these shows, we're going to be talking about some of the things that's happening out there within our communities. Mm. But you also talk about Uber. Apparently, Uber has released a fitness guide or something.
Yeah, they've got a little app or a little workout, 6 exercises that you can do in the back seat. Of course, the number one thing is about keeping safe, so your seatbelt must still be on. You're not moving, doing big movements. It's very similar to the movements you should do on a plane, the exercises to keep the blood flowing and going. So they thought while you're in a 6-minute Uber drive, 6 minutes, great little workout, or half an hour, however long you're in the Uber, and they've worked out a little workout. You don't really work up too much of a sweat, and when you get ready to, when you get to your next meeting, you're invigorated, the blood has been flowing, pumping, and you're ready to go for the day. I haven't seen it in South Africa yet. It was released in New York literally after you and I spoke last Friday. It came out, so let's see. And as soon as it's out, I want us to test it.
Getting in an Uber and trying out some exercises.
but with our seatbelts on.
Okay.
Little leg raises, arm movements, very, very easy things that you can do in a car safely, still to get the blood flowing. So as soon as it's out here, I'm looking forward to testing it out.
All right. To you listening at home, 9 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock. It is Fitness Fridays with Liesl van der Westhuizen, who joins you on every Friday around about this time to talk to you about keeping fit and keeping up with the latest trends in the, in the fitness world. Is it that? It is?
It's the get moving world, the get active world.
The get active world. That being said, though, also still building on the conversation, we talked about, you know, fitness apps that are out there and all of those things. I mean, have you managed to come across any fitness apps out there? Because we did ask the listeners, and we're still hoping that they're going to be sending us that information.
Well, suggest something that Abs and I can try out, because I thought we each try out the same app and then give our experience next week of what we thought. The one app that I did, and it's not really a fitness app, it's more of a safety app, is RSA Safe Tracks, which is developed by, I think it's by the NSRI. And because I spend a lot of time time on the ocean, stand up paddling or kayaking. And I'm not very good and I don't really go far from shore. And I was telling, Rory from the Stand Up Paddle Club that I don't really need this app because I'm literally hugging the shoreline. I don't even go that far out. I'm that scared on my stand up paddle. And he said, you know what? It's not about that, Liesl. It's about, letting people know that you're out there. Anything could happen. A wave could come. You could get caught out in the fog. Something could happen. And at least you're using this app. And this app, before you leave, you put on the tracker and you alert it when you come back in. And you can also press an SOS so that you can let them know where you are. So it's a safety app for on the water. We've got one on the mountain as well. I've tried the one on the mountain. There's a few apps. Table Mountain Bikers have a team that they've been working with, an app to make sure that you're safe when you're out mountain biking, that you can alert authorities so they know exactly where you are. And I think we're going to be seeing more, especially in South Africa, because I try to find a lot of these overseas, and we're developing a lot of these great safety apps. It's not a great thing that we're fighting crime while we're trying to be up on the mountain. I mean, 2 days ago, a mountain biker got stabbed on Table Mountain. We're hearing repeated stories about runners being mugged on the mountain. And the teams are taking things in their hands, developing safety apps to make sure that you can at least alert authorities and friends about your safety on the mountain or on the water.
And we're going to be talking about the safety just now, but still talking about an app. You know, whenever you talk app, I'm thinking to myself on a phone. So when you go into the water, you take your phone with?
Well, I put my phone in a waterproof pouch, and a lot of kayakers do that as well. You get a waterproof pouch that you can hang around your neck, or a waterproof bag. It's called a wet bag, and it seals out the water. And then you press go, and it tracks your route. And if something happens to you out there, at least you can just try and get alert. Or they get alerted when they don't hear from you after you let them know if I'm going paddling for an hour or I'm going for half an hour. And if not, then they get an alert if you don't let them know. So I got reminded to switch it off when I get back to land so that at least no one gets alerted to go out to the ocean to look for me. Also going out with life jackets. A lot of stand-up paddlers and kayakers are not out in the ocean with life jackets. Anything happens to you, you're floating out there. It doesn't matter what type of strong swimmer you are. You just need to be really cautious and safe when you're out there.
That being said, thank you so much for that, Liesl. I mean, would love to find out from you at home. I mean, is that something you do? What's it, a wet bag?
A wet bag. When you go, it's I put my phone, I put my car keys, so I make sure that it's safe because otherwise the car key might fall in the water. It's happened before. My phones have fallen in the water. So, yeah. So, I've learned the hard way.
That's donating to the shots out there. All right. That's absolutely fine. That being said, though, you mentioned crime and you mentioned that it's something that's serious. And I think for many of us, you talked to the fact that you're quite an avid hiker. You're out in the ocean. But everywhere we go in South Africa, unfortunately, we have to always be cognizant that there is crime out there. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced one or two.
It happened literally a year ago. On the mountain, I run on the jeep track and the pipe track along that side literally last year almost every day for about 3 months to try and improve my running. I go alone at 6 a.m. or 6 p.m, run with the dogs. I've never felt unsafe, and I think it was probably about 2 weeks after New Year's, a guy jumped out with a knife, and he was literally 50 meters from me, and I was about 500 meters from the car. I just turned and ran. I left the dogs. I didn't have them on the leash. I don't know where they were on the mountain. I ran down, and there was a security guard that was patrolling the neighborhood. And I started screaming for him, and he came up to assist. And I've never been back. This was the first week I went back onto the mountain. And I thought, you know, it's so important that we chat about safety. And when I went up on the mountain, I went in with a group, and I noticed that Sandparks had put up safety signs and said, you're entering a safety zone. We do have patrols here. Please do not hike one or two. They say you must try and hike or mountain bike at least 4 or more. So they're really making people aware about the safety on the mountain. They're making you aware of not running or walking alone. But this being said, when I went up there this week, I was speaking to a lot of women who were walking alone, and they said they're fine. They've never had any incidents. They walk every day, 10 years, no problem. And that one incident has taken me off the mountain for a year.
I hear you loud and clear. Vic in Melkbos, what do you have to say about trackers?
Hey, good morning to you guys. I'm on my way to Acefontein right now, up the West Coast Road with my boat in tow, and then I'm off to Dusson Island, and normally about 5 or 6 nautical miles west of Dusson Island. And I initially, when Safe Tracks came out, the National Security Office, take it with me and download the app, and it's been amazing. It's really been incredible because on one or two occasions, I actually forgot to switch it off, and I was they were tracking me all the way down the R27, and I actually phoned my wife. It's a really very, very good app, and I believe that sometimes I do go alone, alone if my crew don't rock up. And it's always nice to know that Safe Tracks is there and the National Sea Rescue are looking after me. And I think some kind of an HQ in town or Silver Mine, I think they keep an eye on you as well.
All right, Vic and Melbourne, thank you so much for that. And there you have it, Liesl. I mean, someone is watching. That's the idea.
At least you know that you're safe. So someone's watching. And it's the same with the mountain. There's MyOSS. There's a variety of free apps that you can download and you can use. So whether you're running, whether you're mountain biking, depending on what sport, there's these tracking apps that are being developed.
And like you said, you had me at free. You know, as soon as you say free.
You know me and free fitness and free apps.
And we start talking. That being said, as we're running out of time, your parting words then to the listeners for this edition?
Good luck to everyone taking part in the World Triathlon Series and Duathlon Series this weekend. And good luck to everyone taking part in the Retro Run. Have a safe run and a fun triathlon.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Liesl V, once again, giving you the latest download when it comes to the fitness world. That being said, remember that we are pleading with you. We are asking you if you have any apps out there that you want us to talk about, you want us to try out, feel free to send us the suggestions. What we'll do is we'll take a look at them and then we'll sort of review them. See, and sometimes might not be nice, but